Vayter and Shasper and Daf Lamed Vav, picking up at the very tippity top. We left off with a series of questions on Lamed Hey Amud Beis that were dealing with ideas of removing boxes on Shabbos, and we were trying to see, do we compare Shabbos to Yontif, or do we not compare Shabbos to Yontif? Which direction, which one are we more makel with, which one are we more machmer with? We're now going to continue on. We didn't answer them. We're going to continue on today with this few more questions, and we're going to ultimately end all these with teiku. So, says the Gemara, Hasam Tanan, says Rashi, Kolomer, Va'od She'ila Acheres, we have another question. This is also in Shabbos, the Mishnah over there. It says, Avalosa Otzer. When we talk about the fact that you're allowed to go and you're allowed to move all these boxes, we said you can move them from a base medrash so people can learn, or you can move it to a place where you need orchim, so you need more space. Avalosa Otzer, you cannot go ahead and move the boxes that are in an otzer. But Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel comes along and he qualifies this. My avalosa otzer, what does it mean you can't go ahead and remove the things from the otzer? Avalo yigmor sa otzer kulo. You're not allowed to go ahead and remove everything from it. Rashi says, im lo hayu sham ela arba o chamish kupos. If it's only four or five boxes, sheyitir lo b'makam sheyish yoser, kan lo itir lefanosam kula. You're not allowed to go ahead and move all of them in order to reveal the floor. Why? Because we're worried that there's going to be a hole in the floor. And Dilma, the Gemara there, jumps back in. And Dilma, Asila Shvi Gumas, are going to come to smooth out that hole. And that is in Isra Doraisa. Hachanami, Hachamai. Question is, what about over here? What about by us when it comes to, if we were talking about, you have produce that's on your roof. And we said you could throw it down in the Aruba. So what's the case over here? Hachamai. Are we allowed to remove everything over there, or you still have to keep things there because maybe we're worried of mashagumas or something like that? Now the Gemara says, well, Hasam who ba Shabbos the Asim Mishum the Chamir, maybe we'll say only there it's us to do because Shabbos is more Chamor. Aval Yom Tov to kill Shapir Dami, maybe Yom Tov, which is more Mekel, we'd let you do it. Odelma, maybe no. Hasam de Ika Bitl Besa Medrash Amart Lo, by there in Shabbos where there's Bitl, even when there's Bitl Besa Medrash said you're not allowed to do it. Hacha de leka bitl beis hamedrash lo kol shekein. If you're not even allowed to do it when there's bitl beis hamedrash to go ahead and clear out the entire area, so clearly you're not going to be able to go ahead and do it over here also, and therefore we're left with the two different options, even there's no bitl beis hamedrash. V'hacha tenan. Now we do a flipperoo, as opposed to looking from that Mishnah to our Mishnah, the one of Shabbos to Asim Beitza. Now we're going to look from Asim Beitza to Shabbos. V'hacha tenan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba B'Yontif. You're allowed to go ahead and put things through and drop them down into the skylight on Yontif. Amar Rav Nachum, Nachum came and he said, Lo Shanu Elabosa Agag. This is only talking about if it's that Gag, that roof. Rashi says, Kisha Aruba, when this skylight, Begag Shapirus Bo, is on the roof where the fruits are actually located right now. Avamigag legag lo, to go from one gag to another one and then drop it down, that's a problem. But Tanya Namihach, we also have a bris, so it says, Ain metaltalin migag legag afilib shigagu set, kishigagu set in shoven. You're not allowed to take this stuff, this food that you have up there, from one roof to another one, even if they're shoven, even if they're on the same level. Rashi says, Ain metaltalin beperus shebegag shebala shilon bepreg shavim, the one that you want to go ahead and now bring down because of the rain, kamari, that's what we're dealing with. Afilib gagu sayin shoshne batim. If there's two houses and they're on the same level, one house right next to the other, there's no torech of going up and down, and still you're not allowed to go and do it. When they're on the same level. So the question is, Hasamai, what's the din over there? In other words, in Shabbos, are you allowed to go and move boxes from one roof to another one if you want to be able to have room for people to learn, or if you want to have room for guests? Hachahu. The aser mishum yom tov to kill v'aser lezulibe. Do we say that over here, that is on yontif, where we're more mekel, people are going to be more mekel? That's why we behave more machmir. Avol Shabbos the chamira lo asil lezulzuleba shapidani. When it comes to Shabbos, people take it more seriously. Therefore, we're not worried they're going to be mezals on it. In which case, therefore, you're allowed to do it even boxes one roof to another. Well, Dilmar maybe ma hacha de ika hefsid peros amart lo over here by us where there's hefsid peros. Your parents are going to get ruined, and yet we said no. Hasam deleka hefsid peros lo kol shekein. Over there, where there's no hefsid peros, then for sure not. In other words, we'd say there's more of a reason to be able to move it by yontif, and we don't let it because of hefsid peros. So clearly, Shabbos, you're not allowed to be able to move it either? That is another question. Hacha Tanan, and now we go a little more. Another question. Hacha Tanan, lo yishal shalim bechevel bechalonos. You're not allowed to go ahead and bring it down. Again, we're talking about the stuff that's on the roof and it starts to rain. It's going to get ruined. You want to bring it in. You're not allowed to go and bring it on, put it on ropes bechalonos through windows. Rashi says kigon. Im mukaf mechitza ve'ein ba aruba. There's no aruba. It's like a little bit of a higher level that you can stick the stuff through a window, like sideways, not down, but sideways and down. Ve'ein ba aruba. Aval yesh chalon b'mechitza l'chatzer. Ola bayis. Lo yushal shalim b'sakin derech chalon. You can't lower it down through that window b'chevel with a rope. Mipnei sheish torech lahalos menagag l'chalon u'misham la'aretz. Because it's tircha to lift it from the ground, meaning the roof from the floor of the roof, you lift it up, put it through a window, and go down. That's too much tircha. V'lo yuridim derech sulamis, you're also allowed to go and bring it down through ladders. Rashi says, kol madrega kari sulam, anytime it's levels, v'af, it's like steps or something like that, v'af akvashim shalano, even if you have like a kevesh, like a ramp. Hasamai, what's going to be the din? So we say you can't do it by yontif with the fruits that you have there. Hasamai, what about on Shabbos? So you let it go ahead and move through the windows, or if you want to have for the studying of Toyota over there, or for guests. So can we learn from one to the other? Hachabi yomto huda said like a bitl bisa medrash over there by yontif with it's aser because there's no bitl bisa medrash. Avos Shabbos it could bitl bisa medrash. Shabbat dami maybe it's bitl bisa medrash. We'd let you do it. Or Dilmer maybe not. Hachad the ika hefsid peris amad lo. Even by the case of the hefsid peris, we don't let you do it. Hosin the like hefsid peris lo kol shekin. Of course we're not going to let you do it. And with all these questions, the answer is teku. We are left unresolved. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah then went on to say, "Umechasin es haperos." You're allowed to go ahead and you can cover over the peros. So this is talking about with kelim mipnei adlaf, as she said. So you can go and get some sort of cover and put it over because of the dripping stuff that's dripping on the fruit and it's going to now ruin it. Therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to cover it over. Amaru love afilo avera delivne. Even if you have these bricks, rows of bricks that are sitting over there, and the water is going to drip on them and ruin them, you're allowed to go and cover it over. Rashi says, "Levena masdurim umuksam lebinyan." They're muksa for building. Ugeshamim nofim umisyari shalo yamuchu. You're worried that maybe it's going to melt. The bricks are going to get ruined. Mutel etaltel kelim letzarkon lechasa. You're allowed to go and cover it. V'lo aminan hoil vehin atzman ein nitlin. We don't say since they themselves aren't allowed to be touched because they're muksa. Afakli lo yunatel letzarkon. You're not allowed to take something to use for it, which we're going to jump into in a moment about when are we allowed to use some of the kli, maybe only for something that you're allowed to use also, but this is you're not allowed to, and yet we still say you're allowed to do this. Amar Ulav, afila viru delivni. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Rav Yitzchak says, peros haru'uyin. Only he disagrees, and he says no. As Rashi says, it's dafka peros haru'uyin letiltul, since these aren't muksa, that's why they said you're allowed to go ahead and use another kli for it. But something which is not a bar tiltul, they're not allowed to move, then you're not allowed to bring a kli for it. That's going to be an issue. So peros haru'uyin, va'azir of Yitzchak letame, he goes according to his own logic. Damar of Yitzchak, ein kli nitel. You can only use a utensil for something else that you're allowed to move on Shabbos itself. But if something can't be moved, then you're not allowed to. So therefore, yes, for fruits, because not muksa, but not for this brick, which are muksa. Tanan. Now we take a look and we start to see that the Mishnah backs off from Yitzchak. We learned in the Mishnah, mechasin is a peros bekalim. You're allowed to cover the peros bekalim. Peros in avira the livni lo. So what do you see specifically? It's talking about peros. Those things which are muksa, but not some sort of row of bricks of sorts that you're not allowed to do. Now Gemara knocks that off. Who adinda feel of your delivery? No, even rows of bricks you're allowed to go and do. But I don't take this being literally peros. It's just the idea the toneration machine and peros. Since the Mishnah started off by saying the lushan of going ahead and you're allowed to throw down and lower down fruits from the roof down in through the aruba, so tana sefanami mechasen is a peros. We want to keep like the status quo of using the same lushan. Therefore, we said the same thing over here as well. But it doesn't have to dafka mean that. Rashi says, "Vayde tani reisha peiros haruin dal karkach, but the chazi letilto itzrich leminka tsari metaltalin." We're allowed to go and move it. In atzman umishilin nokat nami leinian kisoy peiros haruin amiru sefer lav dafka vodin lelivni. So therefore, don't take it literal to think that it means that it has to be something that you're able to actually move. No, that is not the case. Even something not, and it's just a linguistic problem over here. That's why we did it. I did Tani Risha, Tani Sefer Shtickle. Tana. So now the Gemara comes along and tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah, from the next part of the Mishnah. V'chein kadi yayin, v'chein kadi shemen. Pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil, you'll have to go ahead and put something over it in order to stop it from the water from dripping in. Oh, so what do you see? This wasn't mentioned before. So don't tell me it's an I did Tani Tani Shtickle. And it's speaking specific over here, and it's something which isn't Muksa. So therefore, you would say, like Rav Yitzchak said, you're not allowed to do something which you're not allowed to touch, like rows of bricks. So the Gemara, that true, not so. Hachav ma'askina mitivla. We're talking about what type of food, what's the wine, what's the oil that we're discussing here. We're talking about that it's tevel. And since it's tevel, what's the deal? It's muksa. And if it's muksa, then you're not allowed to move it all together. And therefore, this not only does it not help you, it's like it goes against them, and it goes according to Ula, who says you're even allowed to do it for something like bricks. It even makes sense to say this, by the way. All right, to say that we're talking about over here, we're discussing a case of tevel. Why? If you thought that it meant stuff that you're allowed to have right now, that it's mutter to be involved with right now, that's not tevel. Hatanale reisha peros. We already spoke about the case of peros by fruit. If you said you're allowed to do it by the fruit, then why wouldn't you be allowed to do it by the oil and the wine? That would be okay as well. It must be there's a chiddush over here, and it's talking about where these things, taka, are muksa and problematic. And yet, still, you're allowed to go take another kli for it against Rav Yitzchak, like Ula. Says the Gemara, lav dafka. Maybe it's not a raya. And kadi yayin v'kadi shemen itchechalei. Still, we had to mention these ones. And maybe even if we're talking about that... Even if they're not tevel, you could drink them, still we have to write it. You know why? I would have thought, hefsed merubah chashashu. If it's a hefsed merubah, you're going to lose out a tremendous amount, so then we allowed you to go and do certain things. Hefsed muad lo chashashu. Then we would be worried about hefsed muad, like this case. Rashi says, hefsed muad, gishama manot from al yayin, hefsed muadu. So what you do is just wait till it ends up getting dark and then you move it. Avalaperos, Markivan, they get them moldy. So therefore, we would think, Hefsid Mu'at, we're not Choshesh, Kamashmala, and therefore come out to teach me that even things that you can drink right now that are not considered tevil, still nonetheless, you have to teach us that you're allowed to go and bring something for it, even though it itself is not Muksa. That's not the Ikka Nakuda, but even Samuk, the Ikka Nakuda is even though it's a small Hefsid, still you're allowed to do it. Now we have the next part of the Mishnah, which is going to end up helping the way that Ula sees it, even something which you're not allowed to move. You're allowed to go and cover it. Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah itself. Nosting kli tachas adlaf b'shabbos. You're allowed to go and put a kli, some sort of cup or something, underneath water that's dripping. Rashi says, Harisha kli nita lekabel bo muksa. The kli is taken in order to receive in it muksa. Kihai de lo chazi lamidi, because you can't use it for anything. This water is dripping in, can't be used for anything. So we're using something for something that can't be used. Oh, seems to be a nice little raya there. Says the Gemara, lav dafka, but the laferoi. It's talking about a drip that's fit to have. Shehem slulin ru'uyin lebehemarash, he says. It's clear and able to be used by animals. Therefore, don't think you brought a raya for me over there. Okay, so let's try from somewhere else. We weren't able to back up Ula from that, from our Mishnah anyway. There's always a way out. Now we try from a braisa. Toshima, toshima, baba. Person machzelus al gabi levena b'shabbos. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to put a some sort of mat. We've heard machzelus a number of times. Remember by Tuma and Tahara came up in Erevin and Psachim. Okay, anyway, and Shabbos and Brachos. Person machzelus al gabi levena b'shabbos. You're allowed to take a mat and put it over bricks on Shabbos. You don't want it to get rained on and ruined. And says the Gemara. Oh, so what do we see? Even though bricks over here, these are things which are clearly going to be used for building or whatever, they're muksa, yet still we're allowed to go ahead and put something over it. So we see, like Ula said, you're allowed to take for something else. You're allowed to cover something, and it'll move a cloth, a sheet, or something to cover over something which itself is muksa. So this is Gemara, lav dafka. Maybe this is just leftover bricks, which we know what's the din of them. The chazi lemizga layo, they're fit to actually be able to sit down on, and therefore, since you're going, you could rest and lean on them, being that that's the case, therefore, these things are not muksa, so you don't have a raya over here. And even Kodor of Yitzhak would be okay to do it, because it's something that can be moved. Let's try again. Toshima. Person machatzelus gabi avanim b'shabbos. You can go and you can put a machatzelus on avanim b'shabbos, and clearly avanim are muksa. Says Gemara, no, avanim mekurzalos. We're talking about avanim that are mekurzalos. What a mekurzalos means is smooth rocks, and these are rocks which are used when a person has got to use the restroom. The chazin lebeis akise, and therefore they're not considered that they are muksa in the first place. Rashi says lekanech, to clean oneself. They used to have, fluffy 2-ply rocks. Okay, let's try again. Toshima, porcelain or chatzos like a kaveris devor on Shabbos. You're allowed to go. You can spread over a kaveris is a beehive on Shabbos. You could take a mat and put it on top of it. Bechama mipnei achama in the sun in order to protect it from the sun. Bechama mipnei gesham in the rain in the rainy season in order to protect it from the rain. Bevatzli skavin lotzud as long as you don't have in mind you don't have kavana that you want to do tseida that you want to go and trap it. That would be a problem. A beehive itself is muksa, so then yet you're allowed to go ahead and carry a mat for the beehive. Must be like ula. Says Gemara, lau, you got it wrong. Hasam nami dika devash. That's talking about a case where there's honey over there. And since there's honey over there, therefore it's not considered muksa. And if Rav Yitzchak we mask him, he could take the mat and put over it. Armalei Rav Ukva mimeishan Rav Ashi. He comes along and he comes against Rav Ashi. He asked him, I understand you want to say that in the case where in the summertime when there's actually honey over there, but most like shamim, what are you going to say during the gishamim in the rainy season where there's no honey over there? If there's no honey over there, so why are you allowed to go and move it? Says Gemara, lo tzricha elu la'osan shtei chalas. We need it for those two chalas. What does it mean for those two chalas? A chala means actual comb. So you have shtei chalas, or two honeycombs, these two like bricks of honey that they would go have, and they would leave it over there in order that the bees should be able to survive over there. So therefore, it's used for that. Says Gemara, how could you use for those? Those themselves are still muksos and shtei chalas muksos. They're set aside what for the bees themselves. Says Raz l'dvarim. They're left there for the bees. So then that would be a raya for ula. No. You had in mind before Shabbos that you want to use it for a person. La other Rashi says avalochi shivaleim mai. Okay, but what would be if you didn't think about them? Usser. Then you're going to say that a taka would be usser because now it would be muksa. Now here's a question: if that's the case. Then Adatani Bavachali Skavin Lutsud, why is it that when the Brisa taught out, it says, as long as you don't have a mind to trap, why are you talking about that? Lifko Vilisni Bididei, let's just have the Machlokas be a local Machlokas. Rashi says, Lifko Vilisni Bidida, Be'isr Tiltu Gufe, Yochol Lechalek, you're able to make a distinction within it itself. You can be Chalek as Davar, Vilimtso Tzad Isr Ledavar, Bidilo Chishiv Alayu. If you didn't think about it, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Why are you talking about it as long as you don't have a mind to trap it? By Medvar Mamurim, as the Gemara says, Shechishav Aleim, Avalochishav Aleim Aser, then it would be Aser. What's pshat that we talk about something else entirely? So the Gemara in the Hotkar, this is what it means to say. Avalpi Shechishav Aleim, even though you had in mind to use them, in such a case, still you're not allowed to do it unless you didn't have in mind to trap them. You didn't have in mind that you wanted to trap them, then you can do it. Rashi spells out that hachikam afal pishachishav aleim means af b'cheshav chashav when you had in mind you thought about it. But Lamed Chos come to tell you sheyesh sad iser b'meskavin lotzer when you had in mind to do tzeda v'afal gav the ikar la'atzala mipnei gashamim mechavin. Even really though you wanted to save it from the rain to not get ruined. Now, all of these are trying to basically save Rav Yitzchak, right? Ula had the opinion you're allowed to move something even for something that's muksa, right? I'm allowed to go out and move a mat, which is not muksa, for something which is muksa. And then we kept fighting and saying, no, Rav Yitzchak is not like that. And we kept trying to bring rayas one way or the other. And eventually we ended up by showing that Rav Yitzchak pretty much comes out on top, or at least we don't have a raya for Ula. And we're saying that, oh no, it's only cases that the things themselves aren't muksa. But if there were to be muksa, then it's a problem. You realize that everything that's only if you care about muksa. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the raya that we just brought now is from a brisa, but that's only if you're saying that this brisa is working in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. But why are we doing that? Maybe we should be going in the world of Rabbi Shimon, so we don't hold the muksa altogether, in which case there's not a problem over here if you go to move something which is not muksa for something which is muksa because we don't care about muksa. But Mayu Kimta, how did you set this up? Ku Rabbi Yehuda, de Islay muksa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds of muksa. Ema Seifa. So then, let me ask you a question. How are you going to explain the Seifa in the world of Rabbi Yehuda? The Seifa then goes on to say, Ubavachali Skavin Lotzer, as long as you don't have in mind to do Tzeda. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says, V'afa Pishu Tzeda, even though you trap them. What's going on? Asan Rabbi Shimon, that goes going to Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar Davashen Meskavin Mutter. We know there's another machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Davashen Meskavin. If I don't have intent to do something, but it ends up happening, what's the halacha? So we know that Rabbi Shimon says Davashen Meskavin is Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser. So if you want to say that we're trying to fix everything to work with the world of Rabbi Yitzchak, and we bring Brisas, and these Brisas are working within Rabbi Yehuda, then how are you going to explain the safe over there that seems to be going in the world of Rabbi Shimon? Oh, says the Gemara, Horadar, Vetizbra, Rabbi Shimon. What do you want to tie into? This is working in Rabbi Shimon. We've learned this many times. Abaye and Rava both say, Rabbi Shimon is masking in the case of a psik reisha, that if you do tzeda, without an intent to do tzeda, but you ended up doing tzeda, it's a psik reisha that's going to happen, then that itself is usur also. We have to answer up how we understand the seifa, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara then comes to explain, Li olam kula Rabbi Hudai. Maybe really the entire Bryce is Rabbi Huda. V'hachav ma'iskinan de'isbe kave. What are we dealing over here? We're dealing with one that has kave. Rashi says chalonos. They have windows. Even when you go ahead and you cover the part on top where the rain was dripping in, the water's going to ruin it. There's a way of getting out. V'lo tema l'Rabbi Yehuda ubevaj lo yiskaven lotzut. And working within this framework now, within Rabbi Yehuda, he says that the Braisa Ubavad don't end by saying Ubavad Shalu Yiskavin Lotzud, that you don't have in mind to go ahead and trap it. Rather, beep, turn the page, Lamed Vavavim Beis, Eleima. Rather, you should say Ubavad Shalu Yaasenu Mitsuda, as long as you don't make it a Mitsuda. As long as you don't make it into a Mitsuda, means a trap, a net that's covering everything that it can't get out. That's all it means to say. Says Gemara, huh? What kind of chiddush is that? Pshita. Obviously, that's a problem. Says Rashi, pshita. Kevan de Islay Rabbi Huda Davar Shein Miskavin Aser. Since Kod Rabbi Huda Davar Shein Miskavin, even that itself is going to be Aser. Lamele Lemisne Uvachlo Yase Mitsuda. As long as you don't make a trap, the Hot Seida Abalachi. That's an Abalach. Of course, he's going to say that's a problem. Says Gemara, no, we still need to teach you. You know why? Because Maudatema Bemino Nitzod Aser Shalom Bemino Nitzod Mutter Kamash Melon, not like that. He's coming to teach us another din over here that you would have thought that the only time it's going to be Aser when you go ahead and you'd say on something. Rashi says Shadarich, it's only Bema Davish Bemino Nitzod, something with Nitzod, something which it's normal to catch it. Says Rashi, Jederich Lotzud, as b'nei mino, like a chaya or an oaf, that's aser. Aval hai de'in b'mino nitzud shari. Here, you don't capture this for it. Nobody traps bees for the sake of the bees themselves. Therefore, you would say that that's not a problem. Shelo b'mino nitzud, it's going to be a butter, kamash melon. Therefore, it's coming to tell you that even these things, which normally you wouldn't trap, is still going to be a problem if you trap them. Now the Gemara goes back and explores another way to understand when we talk about covering in the winter because of the sun and the rain in the summer because of the sun, in the winter because of the rain. And then we ask, what do you mean in the winter? There's no honey over there. Then we have to come to explain, no, there is honey because it's talking about the honey that's for the bees, but then you change your mind, you had a mind. We have another way of understanding this. So Rav Ashi Amar, Mikatani Bimosa Chamu, Bimosa Shama, did it say in the days of the sun, the days of the rain, which means winter and summer? Nah. That's not what it said. The lashon over there is bechamu pnei chamu, bechamu pnei chamim ketani. It's all it says. In the heat because of the heat, in the rain because of the rain. Not in the seasons of heat and rain, which means actually not summer and winter, but rather fall and spring. Spring and fall. You mean nisan uviyome tishrei the ikachamu ikachamim, where you have both of them. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Vika devash, and there's vash over there. In such a case, that's when we're seeing you're allowed to do it because it's not muks over there. And therefore, what do we see? If it would be in the winter, then taka would be us. So to go to do such a thing, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it, at least according to Rav Yitzchak. Now, next part of the Heilige Mishnah says, "V'nosan kli techas the dlaf v'shabbos, you're allowed to put a kli underneath if it's dripping." Tana, im nismali a kli shovach v'shona, if it goes and it gets all filled up, you can go and you can pour it out outside and just go back and do it again and catch more water. V'eino nimna, you don't have to stop doing this; you can do it all day long, just over and over, in order that things don't get ruined over there. Just like the following story, there was a place by Abaye that he had a richaya, a millstone, and the area where his millstone was, water was dripping in. He was nervous it's going to ruin the millstone because it was made out of clay, and the water drips on it would basically take it apart. Also, came into Rabbi, came to Rabbi Armalei. He says, "What do I do?" And he says, "Zil aili lepur yachlasam. Go bring your bed there. Bring your bed into that room. Now, once your bed, that's your room. Oh, this is the fact that you have a richayim over there. It becomes like a graf shel rei v'apke." A graf shel rei literally means a vessel which is used for excrement. But over here it means it's like a disgusting thing that's in there. You don't want it there. Just pick it up and take it out, and it won't get ruined from the water over there, and everything will be good and dandy. So he says, Yosef Abaye v'kakashile. Abaye was sitting and thinking about this. What? V'chi osin graf shel rei l'chatchila? Can I do this l'chatchila? Is the mutter to cause myself to have something that's most there in order to go and bring it out? In the meantime, while he was thinking about this, supposed to listening to his Rebbe, the whole thing fell apart. It got ruined. And he said, Tasi le davri adamari. This, I had this coming, right? Because the fact that I went against Amari, I didn't listen to what he said. Amr Shmuel, Grav Shel Rei, Va'ovit Shel Meimer Reglaim. Grav Shel Rei and Ovit means if you have these two different utensils, one's for, you know, for someone uses the bathroom. The other one is just different types, either it's excrement or, you know, a number one over there. Va'ovit Shel Meimer Reglaim. Mutter Lotzien Lasper, you're allowed to go and bring it out to the garbage. When you want to return and bring it back, you can put water in it and then return it. Rashi says, why? D'muksan machsas miyosein. It's muksa. V'ilavag of maya lo matzilitin t'lin. If not for the water, you wouldn't be able to carry it. U'lotzio hu desharu l'mishum kvodo. To take it out, you can because of the kavod. But you bring it back, you wouldn't be able to let it do it unless it's filled with water. Sav mina, I wanted to understand from this, said Graf Shalri, agav mana in, if ni'atzmo lo. Only if you actually use it with a kli, you're allowed to remove it. But by itself, you're not allowed to just pick up and move it. Toshimata see not like that. Dahu achbarta dishtakach be isparmike de Rav Ashi. There was a mouse that they found by the Rashi. Says these are spices, the besamim of Rav Ashi. Amalu Rav Ashi says, nukta betutsisa, pick it up by its znava, by its tail. Vapku, and then take it out. In other words, you're allowed to take it out straight up. You don't need a kli for it. Zakt the next Mishnah. Kol shechayiv ala mishum shavus. Anything that you'd be chayiv because of a shavus, a derabanan, mishum rishus, even if it's something which is a rishus, mishum mitzvah, or if it's something which is a mitzvah, chayavim alav biyomtov. You're going to be chayiv for it on yomtov as well. Rashi says, that kol shechayiv alav means be different self from a derabanan. Shelo la'asos b'shabbos, you shouldn't do it. Mishum shavus, o mishum rishus, sheyesh bo ketzas mitzvah, is a little bit of a mitzvah. Avalo mitzvah gedola, v'karav u'lios davar rishus, that's like a rishus. Vieshbo isim and different sufferings is Dura Bunny, you're allowed to do it. Omishum mitzvah, Rashi says, Osha Yeshbo mitzvah mamish, Vasura Chacham lasub Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Chayav Mlob Yomtov, Yasu Chayav Yomtov as well, that you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it in Shabbos because of some sort of Dura Bunny, you can't do it in Shabbos and Yomtov either. And these are examples of that. Examples of things that are derabanan that are also that are just not a mitzvah, and then ones that are a mitzvah. Lo olin be'ilon, you're allowed to go on a tree on Shabbos. Rashi says, "Kul mafreshu b'gemara, my gozer b'rabanan." Everything's explained in the Gemara why they were gozer such a thing. So here we go. Things that are also because of shvus. You have to stay away from them. There's no mitzvah with them. One is going on a tree. Another, you can't ride on an animal. You're allowed to go swimming in the water. You're allowed to clap. You're not allowed to smack your the side of your leg. You're not allowed to dance. Things we brought up earlier. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain this because there you're going to come to go and attack and connect and klishir the ka'avin man. You're going to go and make some sort of utensil. Ve'elim shem rishus. And these are things that are rishus. Rashi says, Klomer, shahaya lanu la'atiron mishum shein krovim l'mitzvah. V'asru chum. It should have been matan because they're close to being a mitzvah, but chumim aser them. Lo dunim, you can't have a din. You're not allowed to do a din on Shabbos Yontif. Lo mekachin, and you're not allowed to do kiddushin to get married. Rashi says mekachin isha. The Gemara is going to explain why it's called a rishus over here. Why is it a mitzvah? Velo cholzer velo miyab, you're allowed to do chalitza. That is, if a person's married and then is, let's say, her husband dies and they don't have any children, there's a brother over there. You have to marry that brother by doing yibum. That's a process to marry. Or chalitza by separating. You can't do chalitza velo miyab, and chalitza or yibum on Yontif or Shabbos Yontif. Ve'elim ishim mitzvah. And these are things which are mitzvah, but still are usher midrabanan to do. Lo makedishin, you're not allowed to be makdish something, says hakadeshos, to make something hektish. Vlo ma'arichin, and you're allowed to do arocha. Rashi says, arichich alai, to say my value will be upon me. Venosin kvishnayim, kamosha kostav apashas erichin, and then to go ahead and to give your value. Erkecha alai, wanted to give your value to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. V'lo macharimim, you're not allowed to do chedim. That's also a type of thing where you're being mocked or something, but not specific. Rashi says, when someone says, Harei behem azu chedim, v'stam charim lebed gabayis. It goes to bed gabayis. V'lo magbim truma or meiser, and you're also not allowed to take off trumas and meisers on Shabbos. These are all the mitzvos. Kol elu, the Mishnah says, that kol elu b'yom tov amru, all these on Yontif, in Kal V'Chomer B'Shabbos, clearly, and also you can't do it in Shabbos. Any being yontel to Shabbos, there's no difference between them. Ella ochel nefesh bavad. The only thing that's different is ochel nefesh. Now the Gemara jumps into why you're not allowed to do these certain things. Lo alin b'ilin, you can't climb a tree. Gzeir meshem yitlosh. Maybe you're going to go out and you're going to rip off a part of the tree, and that you're not allowed to do. Rashi says davi yisumi darais etani kotzer shatolish menu mechubar. It's an iser darais of kotzer. V'lo ochel megabe him. You can't ride on an animal. Gzeir meshem yitzel chutz tchum. Maybe you're going to go outside of the tchum. Rashi says mituch she'enu mahalich beraglav in a row simanay tchum. You're not going to notice the simon that says you're at the tchum already and you're on the horse. In fact, the Gemara, what? Shmami na tchum daraisa. If you're saying this is a gezeira, that means it's a gezeira atu a daraisa. You don't do a gezeira on a gezeira. A darabanan on a darabanan. Therefore, you're saying that tchum daraisa. It happens to be we did see that Rabbi Akiva does hold that way. We saw that in Ervin, right? So it says Rashi. Now, be the gazer rechiva atu a tchumin dimi darabanan lo avi asrim milsa achriti mishum didei. You wouldn't have said you can't ride an animal which is a darabanan because you may come out of tchum which is darabanan. So it must be that it's daraisa. Says so, no. Ella, different reason. Gzeri shami yachto zmor. Maybe you're going to go out and you're going to rip off some sort of branch in order to use it on the animal la kosa to smack it. Vary kotzer min amachuber. And again, you can be over there serve kotzer. Velo shatan al b'nei ma'im. You can't go swim in the water. Gzeri shami yase chavis shel shayotin. Or where are you going to go and make some sort of raft? Rashi says kli shel guma sha'organ osova osin kamin chavis aruka v'lemedim bo lashut. And they go ahead and you learn how to swim with such a thing. You're going to use some sort of tube to go and help you learn how to swim, and that's a problem. You can't do the clapping or the slapping or the dancing. You're going to go ahead, you're going to make some sort of kli. Next part of the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu hein mishum reshus v'lo dunin." These are things that you're not allowed to do because of reshus, things that aren't chi of mitzvahs. V'lo dunin, you're not allowed to go and do a judgment. Says Gemara, "V'ha mitzvah kavod." That's a mitzvah when he does that. Rashi says, "V'amai kari le'reshus." Why are you calling it a reshus? This is the Gemara. Lo tzvicha dika da'adav mine. When you have someone else there that's better than you to go and judge the case, in such a case, you shouldn't be doing it. Let them go and do it. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah for you to do it. It's a mitzvah for someone else to be doing it. V'lo mekachin, you can't get married. You can't get engaged or married, right? Kiddushin, the first step of marriage. I have a mitzvah covered. He's doing a mitzvah. Why again? Why would you call this a reshus? Lo tzricha. Guess what the case we're dealing with over here? Beep, turn the page. Lamed zayin amud aleph. The isla ishu banim. We're talking about a person who's already married and already has children. Therefore, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, he doesn't have to be doing it again. Yes, it's a mitzvah. You do it, but it's not the same level of mitzvah because you already did it. Okay, my friends. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.